Tonight. Thank you so much. Luke chapter 14, and we're going to look down at verse number 12, and I don't want to reuse a scripture too much in the same in a brief time period. I know we were here just a couple weeks ago on a Sunday night, but I want to talk to you a little bit tonight about Sunday, and I want to tell you a story, and then we're going to pray. But I want you to see verse 12. Then said he also to him that bade him, when thou makest a dinner or a supper, call not thy friends nor thy brethren, neither thy kinsmen nor thy rich neighbors, lest they also bid thee again, and a recompense be made thee. But when thou makest a feast, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and thou shalt be blessed. For they cannot recompense thee, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. I want you to see that phrase, and thou shalt be blessed. I'm not going to give the interpretation of this passage again. I just did it some weeks ago. But I want you to see that tonight. And thou shalt be blessed. Dear Lord, thank you for this church and these dear folks. And God, I pray, as the young ladies sang, that each one of them personally would be willing and happy, God, to give you their heart. And then, Lord, may it extend beyond those girls that sang to every person in this church, to me, Lord, to every person in the pew in front of me tonight. That God, we'd sanctify our hearts, set them apart for you and for your honor and your glory. God, a life that brings you pleasure, a life that you can be pleased with. So God, that's a great song. And I pray that God, you'll bless our church as we look forward to a great day this Sunday. And thank you for what these folks have already done. Bless these few moments in these thoughts tonight in Christ's name. And amen. Jesus said, and thou shalt be blessed. We talked about the supper and so forth and so on, who he told the people to call. Don't call those that can pay you back. Don't market a certain clientele of person. Just take the gospel net, throw it out there, and whoever it hauls in, you make them feel welcome. You bring them and fill up my house. And thou shalt be blessed. I wonder if we believe that. and thou shalt be blessed. Corporately as a church, I think we have been. Individually, I think people are and do get blessed who are involved in this kind of thing. The invitation to whosoever will may come. And thou shalt be blessed. Blessed. And I will say this tonight, church. I believe with all my heart that no matter what happens on Sunday, we've already been blessed by what's going on in preparation for this big day. Already. I was thinking how we've been blessed in several ways. By the way, I'm still counting on a great, great day on Sunday. Now, we don't know what the weather's going to do. You know, they're still saying a nice... They're talking about some snow flurries, amen, in this section, in this part of the country. And poor Al Gore. I was in Texas. It was in the 50s. Overcast and raining. They don't ever have that this time of the year in Texas. God sure knew how to put a muzzle on Mr. Gore, didn't he? I'll tell you. And they've had to cancel, you know, their rallies two or three times because they've had cold weather and snow, you know. And it's just hilarious. And, of course, you never read that in USA Today. But anyway, who knows? With the weather like it is in Illinois, we may have to go into flexible gear and do something altogether different if it's crazy. If people are sick, I hope that everybody can be here. Boy, on a big day, you want your members here for sure. And so I'm hoping everybody's well by Sunday. But, you know, we have no control over that. None whatsoever. Pray about it. Ask the Lord's will. That's on the prayer list. And whatever God gives us is wonderful. But I'm going to tell you, I believe we've been blessed already by this big day. We've been blessed by the participation. It's been wonderful. I appreciate the efforts on Monday and Tuesday, and if we're able to, Thursday and Friday. And by the way, if you're signed up to Blitz Thursday and Friday, if it is raining or if it's snowing, we'll try to get to some apartment complexes that are indoors. They had 40 prospects signed up in Moments on Monday afternoon. 40. They had 15 prospects signed up in Mantino yesterday afternoon. And so that was wonderful. A great group of folks out. So I appreciate the participation. There's been ladies going through the phone book, just calling numbers this week and just inviting people to come to our special day, just going through the phone book. So I said, how'd you get my number? The phone book. And, you know, in a couple of cases, when nobody was home and they showed them the caller ID, they called back and say, who are you? What'd you call me for, huh? You know, and so I just want to tell you about the big thing. Some of them hang up. Some of them listen, don't say anything. But just the participation. We've been blessed by that. And God will bless that. And I appreciate it. The volunteer involvement on the part of the people, the signing up to work the carnival with Brother Walker on Sunday afternoon. And it's just the volunteer involvement blows my mind. It's a blessing. And the prospects, even if they don't get saved on Sunday, the prospects that will be here and the prospects we'll have to visit. And you know, I've been reading that book that Clay Reed wrote, and he wrote that in this survey of churches, they're finding out that in most cases, when the adults visit a church for the first time, they don't get saved the first Sunday. Normally, they get saved when somebody visits them, or they get invited back two or three times. They come two or three times, then they get saved. So if we have a bunch of adult visitors Sunday, I'm trusting and praying that God will help us to see a harvest here. But the truth of the matter is, friend, if they're here, we got a bucket load of prospects to go after in the weeks ahead. So that's a blessing. That's a blessing. And looking forward to that. Thou shalt be blessed in all kind of ways. I don't think we can count the number of ways that God will bless a church. I don't think we can count the number of ways that God will bless you, bless me. And I talked about that earlier, about we have short vision. We want immediate results. I had the opportunity to witness to a lady. She was my daughter's age. She was one year younger than Hannah on the plane Monday going down to Dallas. She's a JAG attorney in the Air Force and graduated from the University of Iowa. And so, boy, we just had so many connections. We ended up with the University of Iowa Law School. And just a delightful young lady. And had been in Wisconsin for her grandmother's 80th birthday. And I got to tell her, we just had a lady in our church celebrate a 90th birthday, and her family had a get-together on Saturday. And then we started talking, and there was somebody had left a bottle of Scope in the pocket of the seat I sat in, half-used bottle of Scope in the pocket. Never seen that before. And I had my Bible there, and when she came in and sat down, she said, I said, look here. Somebody left a half bottle of Scope. I said, if I have bad breath, I'm sorry, but I thought I needed it. And she said, yeah, they left the Bible too. I said, no, ma'am, that's mine. I brought that. And she said, oh. And so we started talking. What do you do? I pastor a church, Baptist church. Oh. We started talking. And she pulled a book out, started reading it. It was a book I kind of eyed. It was a book about success. Evangelical book. Had Bill Hybels and that type of thing, you know. And I could see scripture quotations in there and everything. And so I got talking to her, and she said, what are you going to Texas for? I said, I'm going to preach in a conference. Oh, yeah, what are you going to preach on? And so I got to tell her what I was going to preach on, what I thought I was going to preach on, you know, and talked to her for a little while. I said, how's the book? And she said, oh, it's pretty good. I said, I see scripture quotations in there. Do you go to church? She said, well, I'm trying to get my boyfriend to go to church, and but he won't go, so I'm going with his mother and to the Presbyterian church, and they're going to let me sing in the choir. I said, well, good. I said, your daddy go to church? I said, where'd you get the book? She said, from my daddy's library. I said, where does he go to church? She said, he doesn't. But he had the book in his library. So I picked it up, and this is not the story I'm going to tell you. I don't even think about this one. This is the second. You go, two stories tonight. Double or nothing tonight, amen? So you get two stories tonight. So, and I wish it would end with me telling you that she got saved, but that's my whole point. She said, no, he doesn't go to church. And I said, he's a banker. And I said, well, you know, and I was reading in John. Boy, I can't remember how the conversation evolved, but I was reading in the Gospel of John. I said, you ever read the Bible? She said, some of it. I said, you ever read the Gospel of John? She said, no, I don't think I have. I said, you need to read the Gospel of John. Start in John chapter 1. Just read the whole book over a period of time. She said, well, I'll do that. She said, you know, somebody ought to put a Bible. She said, somebody ought to put a Bible together and put all the books in order of how you ought to read them. I said, well, that's a pretty good idea. I said, if I was doing that, I'd put John first. And she said, okay, I'll read that. So I said, you know, in John chapter 3, Jesus was talking to a lawyer. She said, really? I said, yeah, he's a Pharisee. As it means he's an Old Testament Jew, a Jew who studied the Old Testament law. He was one that was a lot of times involved in deciding, you know, law cases, good and bad, for Jewish people. And kind of an attorney type guy, studious fella, but he was religious, but he wasn't going to heaven, and because he needed to be saved, he needed to have the second birth. And you ever been saved? Well, I'm skeptical, I'm analytical, I'm a lawyer, I ask a lot of questions, and so I don't know. I said, well, that's all right. I said, he was too. He's asking questions, and so it just played. I said, in fact, yesterday, I talked Sunday morning to our folks about how that salvation is a matter of the heart. A lot of people got it up here in the mind. That's all they got. But it needs to be in your heart. And we talked on and on. And she didn't get saved. She never would. She's getting busy. We never get opportunity just to give her the plan of salvation. Her name's Amy. I've been praying for Amy. I prayed for Amy probably a dozen times since Monday that she'd read the Gospel of John and that lady would get saved. And you know what, folks? Look, just because she didn't bow her head on the airplane and get saved doesn't mean that was for naught. You got to let the Word of God do the work. You know, Ben's got about 16 people coming to church at different times now. And he had 9 there again Sunday. And only one of them has claimed to be saved. But they're coming and they're listening. And he said one of them got locked in Sunday, locked in. And I'm telling him, son, that's what it's going to take. It's going to take the Word of God and long term. And that's what a big day does. It provides a bunch of prospects. If they don't get saved on Sunday, you got a lot of folks to go visit. And they've already heard the gospel once, so it's a great, great thing. And I thou shalt be blessed corporately as a church, and I believe as individuals. I believe God blesses people who work to invite folks to a church service where they'll hear the gospel. Invite folks to hear the gospel. I was out down in Texas, several men preaching in the conference, and I was blessed to preach yesterday morning. I preached last night with Brother Fugit, and then yesterday morning I preached with Brother Mike Ray and Brother Gomez. And Brother Ray was first, I was second, and Brother Keith finished it up. Brother Ray said, that's a snowball. Mike Ray, Terry Angel, Keith Gomez. He's crazy. That's the second time I preached to Brother Ray in a month. And, you know, he and I were roommates. And, well, we had a great year. We were friends. Now, geographically, he's been in Louisiana when I was in Iowa. Now he's in California and I'm in Illinois. So our paths hardly ever cross. But we got to spend about 3 hours together yesterday afternoon in my room. He checked out of his room because he was flying home at night. And he said, I got no place to stay for the afternoon. I said, yeah, you do. Come on in. And we just, man, we shared hearts and went back. And it's been 30 years since we was in school together. And how good God's been. Prayed together But he was talking down there about his son, Stephen. And I've been with Brother Mike's family. His daughter, Charity, had a C-section baby today. And that's one reason why I went home last night, so he could be there. But Stephen is a twin, has a twin brother named Paul. And I've been in their home and visited with them, and I know his kids. Stephen has Tourette's syndrome. Y'all know what that is? I believe it's a neurological disorder. I mean, is that right, what it is? Yeah, a neurological disorder. And the muscles, you don't have any control. Your muscles are spasmodic. You don't have any control over your muscles. One time I was in Iowa City, Mary, at the JCPenney's, Joyce and I. And we was in there looking for some things. And this, all of a sudden, here's a guy. Hey! And I looked around. And, what was that? And then a couple minutes, hey! And it was one of the salesperson, one of the salesmen, young man worked there at JCPenney. I never could figure out what that was. It was Tourette's. They have no control over their vocal cords. They have no control over their... Stephen twitches. He blinks his eyes. I bet he blinks his eyes 1,000 times a day. Twitches. Now, you young people, and all of us, you think about that. I stand up here tonight. He didn't order that. God's just good, isn't he? And that 17-year-old boy. And stutters horribly. Brother Ray said he comes home at night. He is absolutely exhausted. Because all day long his body's twitched. All day long. Body just twitches all day long. And said they had a youth group had a soul winning day on Saturday. He was going to go out in parks and areas where kids were and try to witness to kids. And said Brother Ray said he was home that evening when the teenagers got back, and his older son went, and Paul, Stephen's twin brother, and they came in. Not the older boy, Paul and Stephen went, and they came in, and Paul sat down to talk in the living room where Brother Ray was with his wife. Stephen just walked right by. Went back to his room, closed the door. And Brother Ray, he said, I waited a few minutes. He said, I went back there. And he said, he's on his bed, just laying there on his bed, just weeping. He said, I just put my hand on his back, just said, tough day, huh, bud? And he said, Dad, he said, I understand it. He said, I love God. And the boy is. I wish you could meet him. He's a precious kid. He said, I love God. I want to see people saved. I pray and ask the Lord to help me. He said, our youth group saw a lot of people saved today. He said, I get some kids together. He said, I couldn't even get the question out. And he just looked at me. He said, I tried 7 or 8 times. Couldn't even get the question out. Ask them if they'd like to know how to be saved. I'd like to know how to know for sure they're going to heaven. And Brother Ray said he just wept. And Brother Ray hugged him and wept with him and said, son, it's all right. God knows. And he said, you know, he's a bus worker. And he'll have some people that he brings to church. And every now and again, he'll see somebody saved as a teenager. And Brother Ray said, you know, just broken. You know how daddy would feel for a son like that. He said later on, sometime after that, him and his wife, Verna, were down in Monterey, California. And they went to an art gallery just on a little time away. And they went to an art gallery to visit an art gallery. Had some Thomas Kincaid paintings and other things. And they noticed a sign. Oh, Stephen is a painter. He's developed an art of painting. And he has taken a Thomas Kincaid picture, the lighthouse with the one with the waves crashing. He's taken that common Thomas Kincaid picture and he's reproduced it. And Brother Ray said, you can't believe it. Now, it takes him a long time because he jerks, but he reproduced it. And it caught their eye because Stephen likes to paint. And they saw this thing that said, Thomas said, join us for Thomas Kincaid's, I think he said 70th birthday. Boy, I can't remember that now. It was his birthday party. How old is Thomas? They might know how old Thomas Kincaid is. Maybe it was his 50th birthday party. Somebody know? Anyway, happy birthday. 150 people, and it was for a charity. 150 people to have dinner with Thomas Kincaid, and to get to the dinner, you had to buy one of Thomas Kincaid's high-end paintings. And I think you're talking like $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 high-end paintings. And so Brother Ray found the director of the art gallery. And he said, sir, I see this thing for Thomas Kincaid. He said, I got a 17-year-old boy who's had a tough year. He got Tourette's syndrome. He worships Thomas Kincaid. He's reproduced some of his paintings. He said, how can we get a ticket to this thing? He said, oh, man. He said, everybody that comes has got to buy a high-end painting. And Mike said, no, you don't understand. I can't afford to buy a high-end painting, but this would be for my son. And he said, no, sir, you don't understand. This is a fundraiser. And to get in, you've got to buy a high-end painting. And Brother Ray said he took his card out and just gave it to him. He said, well, here's my card. He said, you think about it. And so they went back home. Some time passed, and he picked up his phone. He called the art gallery, got the director on the phone. He said, hey, this is Pastor Ray in Napa. I met you. I talked about my son. He said, I was wondering about that birthday party for Thomas Kincaid. He said, wonder if we could come to that. He said, sir, you don't understand. This is a fundraiser. If you're going to come, you've got to buy a high-end Thomas Kincaid painting. This is not just for everybody. So he said, well, he said, you got my number. He said, you think about it. And he said, you call me if there's any way. He said, sometime later, a phone rang at the house. He picked it up and he said, hello. He said, is this Pastor Mike Ray? And yes, it is. He said, this is so-and-so. I am the MC for the Thomas Kincaid birthday dinner. Just want you to know that we've put 3 tickets in the mail for you and your wife and your son, Stephen, to come to his birthday party. And they couldn't believe it. And so they didn't tell Stephen. And they told him for his birthday. They said, we got you a birthday present. Now get dressed and we're going to do something. And, hey, bring your Thomas Kincaid painting. Oh, he said, well, can I bring Thomas? Can I bring that painting that he did? No, you can't bring that. He said, Mike said, bring your painting. So he brought the painting. And they went there, little old room, 150 folks, elegant setting. I mean, fancy. And he said, they sat down, you know, and people were there from all over. And they began talking, where are you from? Where are you from? Well, I'm from North Carolina, and we have 7 Thomas Kincaid paintings in our house, and we have 10 in our house. And they said to Brother Ray, he said, we're from Napa, California. We have his calendar. Calendar. So, he said, this is our boy. This is our boy, Stephen. And he likes to paint Thomas Kincaid. He's Thomas Kincaid's his hero. And so we came. And he said, then Thomas Kincaid, they're about ready to eat. And Thomas Kincaid came out. And he said, folks, I'm so appreciative of you all being here tonight. He said, I'm a famous artist. He said, but the truth of the matter is, all the glory goes to God. I'm a Christian. And I'm a saved man. And God gave me all this ability, and I just try to be a blessing with it. And he said, I appreciate you coming out. It's a good cause, good fundraiser. And he said, I appreciate you coming out and being here tonight. And I hope we have a wonderful time. Sit down. And the MC got behind the microphone. And the MC, the art gallery, said, well, we're going to eat here in just a moment. But before we eat, he said, we want to introduce somebody special to you. I want Stephen Ray to come to the head table. And Mike said, I grabbed my video camera. He said, I grabbed my video camera. And he said, Stephen, bring your painting. And he started walking up there. He said, Mom and Dad, why don't you come on up here too? And he said, this is Pastor Mike and Verna Ray. And this is their son, Stephen. And he worshiped, he Mr. Kincaid's his hero. And this is one of his paintings. And he said, we're so glad to have these folks here tonight. So glad to have Stephen here. Stephen, come say a word. And Brother Ray said, when he said that, he just wanted to say, no, don't do that. But he said, come say a word. And said, Stephen, step to the microphone and said, hello, my name is Stephen Ray. And God gave me a gift for painting. And Mr. Kincaid's one of my heroes, and I've been doing some paintings, and this is one of my first ones. Never started one time. And while he was talking, Mr. Kincaid stood up. and took the microphone from him and said, "Hey, man, this is my party, not you goofing off with me. This is my party, not for you. You're stealing the show." And they all laughed. And he put his arm around him and talked to him and said, "Boy, you got a lot of talent. This is a great painting, folks. Do y'all see?" They went on and bragged about his painting and everything. And just bragged on and on about Stephen. And he said, "I'm going to be over here afterwards. I'll sign some paintings. If you brought some of your, I'll sign some paintings for you." And so afterwards, Stephen took his painting there, and Mr. Kincaid signed it, turned it over, and did a sketch on the back of it for him, just a quick sketch of another painting that he'd done. He said, Mike said, "Well, he's up there talking to Mr. Kincaid, Thomas Kincaid." He said the people were coming by with cameras and taking pictures of Stephen, Thomas Kincaid. He turned into the star of the show. And they said they got in the car. This, to me, this was the sweetest part of the whole thing. Said they got in the car to go home. And old Stephen just jabbering away. And he said, "I can't believe it, Mom. Mom, can you believe it, Mom? I got to shake hands with Thomas Kincaid." And she said, "No, Stephen. Thomas Kincaid got to shake hands with you." I told my wife at the table, we cried like a bunch of babies. My gracious. Now, listen. And I said, "Mike, what do you think?" He said, "I really just think God just reached down to an old boy that just has tried to tell people about Jesus and invite him to church and blessed him. Now, I'm not promising you tonight that you're going to get to meet Mr. Thomas Kincaid, all right? I'm not promising you that. I'm not promising you a bed of roses. But I'm going to tell you this. I believe that. And thou shalt be blessed. And thou shalt be blessed." Now, we're getting ready to have this thing on Sunday. And I hope, Lord willing, we have a great day tomorrow to go out. It may snow or rain. I don't know what it's going to do. And I hope, pray that everybody can be here Saturday to go out. I really do. And folks, let's just be at it. I think God is pleased with these kind of things. And I think if we'll just stay after it with the right motive, and God knows my motive is not to have a number. Mike and I were talking. He said, "Terry," he said, "you and Brother Keith and Brother Woodward and Brother Cecil, Tom McMurtry, y'all kind of all friends out there, aren't you?" And I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Brother Tim Rule and myself, Mike Johnson, Brother Treber," he said, "we're kind of the same way out here in California." He said, "You know what's nice about it?" He said, "I don't even know how many you run in Sunday school." And I said, "Mike, I don't know how many you run in Sunday school. I don't know how many Brother Gomez run. He don't know how many we run. That's not what this thing is all. How many have? You know what this is about? It's about trying to please Him for who died for all the people of the world. This is not about a number to put in the paper somewhere. This is just about a church coming together, sanctified, unified hearts, trying to see something happen for the glory of God and the cause of Christ. And I believe with all my heart, that God will bless us. It may not be on Sunday. It may be down the road. I believe He'll bless us corporately, and I believe He'll bless you and me as individuals if we'll just stay after the salvation. Who could have ever planned that for that 17-year-old boy? But you got a great big God up in heaven that can do all kinds of things. Amen. Now we're going to pray. We're going to pray tonight. So you get your prayer list. Please get the prayer list for the big day. And we're going to pray. And then don't leave when you're done praying. I'll finish up with a couple of announcements. That's all I want to do tonight. That's all I want to tell you. And good music, good fellowship. And I thought a blessing. What a wonderful story. And so let's go to the Lord in prayer. Let's make sure everybody has somebody to pray with tonight. Don't rush through it. Please don't just buzz through it and be done. Please spend a little time tonight asking God to